Top officials from the Bush and Clinton administrations told the commission that they had seen no specific intelligence before 9/11 suggesting that terrorists might hijack airliners and crash them into the World Trade Center. They might not have seen it, but there was evidence that this could happen. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports.
The evidence shows that years before 9/11, the FBI and CIA had received a steady stream of warnings that bin Laden's network was planning that kind of attack. You might recall that before the 9/11 Commission got off the ground, the intelligence committees in Congress investigated the disaster. They released a hefty report about it last summer, 858 pages worth, and here's some of what they found. First of all, the CIA had received at least a dozen warnings since the mid-1990s that terrorists were plotting to crash airplanes into American and other landmarks. For instance, in January 1995, security forces broke up a terrorist plot to hijack 12 American airliners. When they raided the terrorist hideout in the Philippines, they found material suggesting that the terrorists planned to crash an airplane into CIA headquarters. In January 1996, U.S. intelligence officials got warnings that an al-Qaeda operative was planning to crash a plane into the White House. In August 1998, intelligence officials got information that Islamic terrorists were planning to crash a plane into the World Trade Center. The congressional investigators stressed that the credibility of some of these reports was sometimes questionable, and the information was often sketchy. But counterterrorism specialists say none of these warnings should have been a surprise. Neil Livingston has been advising government and industry for years about how to protect themselves from terrorist attacks, including from hijacked airplanes.
In fact, that was one of the specific things that we look at with in designing the standards for the containment shield over a nuclear power plant is, if a terrorist flew a plane into that plant, could we design a structure that would ensure that it wouldn't be breached and that there would not be venting of any radioactive material? So, look, we've known that terrorists could turn planes into flying bombs for decades.
And intelligence officials didn't just know that terrorists had been planning to crash airplanes into landmarks. The congressional report says that back in 1998, the FBI learned, quote, that a terrorist organization might be planning to bring students to the United States for flight training, unquote. And FBI officials in Washington ordered field offices around the country to pay close attention to Islamic students, which is exactly what a few FBI agents did. Remember all the stories about the agent in Phoenix, Arizona? In July 2001, he sent a memo to FBI headquarters warning that there was an inordinate number of suspicious students at local flight schools. He had personally investigated one of them. The man had fishy connections and a poster of bin Laden on his wall. And then there was the FBI agent in Minneapolis. She and her colleagues detained Zacharias Massawi in August 2001, mainly because they suspected that he was planning to hijack a plane and maybe crash it in Washington, D.C. The new commission that's investigating 9/11 has been going back over some of the same material. Yesterday, Richard Clark testified about it under oath. He's the former White House security advisor. And Commissioner Richard Benveniste pressed him.
Had you received information about Massawi training to fly a commercial airplane, would that have had some impact on the kind of efforts which might be made to protect commercial aviation?
I don't know. The volume of intelligence reports on this kind of thing, on al-Qaeda threats and other terrorist threats, was in the tens of thousands. Now, in retrospect, to go back and find a report 6 years earlier that said perhaps they were going to use aircraft, it's easy to do now.
And yet, an FAA advisory went out on the potential for domestic hijackings.
I asked them to.
And had you known on top of that that there was a jihadist who was identified and apprehended in the United States before 9/11, who was in flight school acting erratically?
I would like to think, sir, that even without the benefit of 20/20 hindsight, I could have connected those dots.
Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.